Good evening, a good moed. So one of the characteristics of Chol HaMoed, something that we notice very clearly when we come to shul on a Chol HaMoed morning, is that there's different minhagim with when it comes to wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You have basically three minhagim. There's some people who don't wear tefillin at all. Probably, I would say in our community, it's probably the vast majority of people don't wear tefillin at all. You have people who wear tefillin and they recite a bracha quietly. And you have people who wear tefillin and they don't recite a bracha at all. And the question is, why is that? Why is there like disparate minhagim when it comes to this practice? So you have to start with the question of why is it that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? So the Gemara Menachos brings actually machlokas, whether or not a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The conclusion is that we do not do so, but there's actually two opinions in the Gemara. And the Gemara presents two different brises which give a reason why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The reason number one the brisa brings is because when it comes to the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, so the language used is you should wear it miyamim, yam yamima. So miyamim, the implication is there are certain days that you do so, but certain days that you don't. It's only miyamim, only certain days. And the Gemara darshins, that must mean that what are unique days that are different? The unique days are Shabbos and Yontif. And that's why in Shabbos and Yontif, the Gemara says you don't wear tefillin. But the second brisa says for a different reason. The reason is probably more well known that Shabbos and Yontif are known as an os, a symbol of the bris between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And tefillin is also an os. Tefillin is also that symbol of that relationship. And on a day when you already have that special os, that special symbol of that relationship, I don't need two. Right? And therefore, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because you already have the os of Shabbos and Yontif. We don't need it. So therefore, we don't need tefillin. But what does that mean when it comes to Chol HaMoed? So tonight, we'll just talk about the first two opinions, and maybe tomorrow we'll finish up with some conclusions here. But what's your argument for not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed at all? So much of this is based on the comments of Tosfos in Moed Katan. So the Bahag writes that it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. This is the opinion of the Rambam, it's the opinion of the Rashba and the Ri. And the reason is because they believe that since Chol HaMoed is fundamentally a yontif, so if on yontif you can't wear tefillin, so on Chol HaMoed you also can't wear tefillin. And they believe that since Chol HaMoed is constantly yontif, it's an os, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no reason to wear tefillin. Each person should not wear tefillin at all. And the Rav expanded on this explanation, and he noticed there are really four components, things that make the Kedushas a yom of yontif. There's a korban musaf, there's a unique mitzvah to that day, so for example, lulav and esrog, you know, sukkah, or on Pesach, be not eating chametz. There's a chi of korban, korban re'iyah, korban chagiga, shalmei simcha. And number four, there's an isser malacha. And the Rav writes that all four of these things apply on yontif and on Chol HaMoed. Right? Even on Chol HaMoed, we have an isser malacha. So we have certain heterim things, tzorach hamoed, or something that's going to be a financial loss, etc. But fundamentally, there's an isser malacha on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you have all four special features of yontif apply to Chol HaMoed as well. And therefore, writes the Rav, that's why these Rishonim say, Chol HaMoed is the same as a yontif, and therefore, it should be actually forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Fine. So what about those who make the other argument? And Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik used to say the same way, that the Kedushas Hayom of yontif and Chol HaMoed is the same. For this reason. And that's why these Rishonim believe that it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So what's the opposite argument? So the opposite argument is made by the Rush, by the Rittenberg, a number of other Rishonim, who write that no, Chol HaMoed does not constitute an os, because the fact that, yes, fundamentally there's a Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but there are a lot of heterim. As you take a look at the day today, right? Your day today, what did it look more like? Did it look more like Yontif or more like Chol? Probably looked more like Chol. All of the heterim that exist for malach on Chol HaMoed allow the day to really look much more like a day of Chol than a day of Yontif. And therefore they argue basically the opposite of what the Rav said. Therefore today is not the same as a Yontif. And if it's not a Yontif, if it's not a Nos, then what happens? Then all of a sudden there becomes a Chiyuv to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And their argument is certainly buttressed by those who argue that the Isser malach on Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. If you hold Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is there Isser, so fine. But if you hold it, and you could argue both ways. Is it fundamentally Isser, it's just some loophole, some cemetery, or no, really it's different. But if you hold it, the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is really only Midra Abana, right? So then you have a real argument, right? So again, then this whole argument of the Rav falls apart. or the Rishonim that the Rav is trying to explain falls apart, and now it becomes perhaps a chiyuv midaraisa to put on tefillin chol hamoed. And they also argue that this idea of miyamim excluding Shabbos and Yontif is specifically, again, Shabbos and Yontif because they're different. But today it looks like a regular day, so then it wouldn't apply. And they also quote as a proof that this Gemara says that it's permitted to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If it was forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it'd be hard to make an argument that it's a tzorach hamoed to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. If it's permitted to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed, what does that mean? It means it must be, otherwise it's forbidden to write on Chol HaMoed, right? If it's tzorach hamoed. So if that's true, it must be that fundamentally it's permissible, maybe even a chiyuv, to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The other Rishonim, they argue that man d'amar who says that it's permitted to write tefillin on Chol HaMoed is the assumption, the Gemara, we said there's two opinions, that holds that it's permitted, that you're chayav to write tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So that's how they argue that back. But bottom line is, we find ourselves with two kind of like opposite arguments. One argument that Chol HaMoed is fundamentally a Yontif, in which case it should be forbidden to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the other argument, which is, what do you mean? Today is, you know, Chol HaMoed is fundamentally not a Yontif. And in which case, there becomes a chiyuv to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Tomorrow night, we'll talk, Mirtz Hashem, about this middle opinion and what we do. Halakha L'maaseh, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan.